Hello and welcome to the Miracle Minded Podcast. This is Nicole Sylvester and I'm really grateful you're here. I hope you've been enjoying this series on money, and I hope that you are also seeing by now that money is so much deeper than money, especially when I talk about money, when I teach about money, when I put anything out and it is about money. It is truly about our relationship to ourselves, our relationship to our infinite nature, our understanding and awareness about our own perceived limitations, the way we relate to the world around us, what we allow in, what we don't allow in, and our ability to create, to co-create with this beautiful divinity that is us. So to me, money is a truly powerful teacher and a spiritual practice. So today I'm bringing you another clip from this 6-part series. I may have said it was 5-part series before, but let me tell you, it is a 6-part series. Money, energetics, and emotional intelligence. This is a series that I recorded live in February 2022. And it is now an instant access bonus for anyone that is signing up for Money Miracles. So if you've already signed up, then check your email. You already have it. If you are on the fence of signing up, well, you know what to do. You know where the link is. It's down in the show notes. When you enroll, you will get instant access to the program. So my suggestion is to dive in, let this wash over you. If this is something that you happen to have been with me live for, no one got to keep the recordings. It was something that's just been in the vault. If you want to go in, I would say go in and just prime yourself by listening to this. Listen to this, take down notes, get curious, write down any questions you have. Notice if you have any stuck points, any emotions that come up that you want to work through in the live coaching portion of Money Miracles, because I cannot wait to dive in with you. But what I want to tell you about is this clip so that you understand the context of it, because context is important. So this clip I am sharing about a time in my life where I had to give myself not only permission, but do the work around my mindset, beliefs, honor what I was feeling in my body, and move myself through a threshold of receiving, allowing, and enjoying good, of really expanding my own deservability and understanding that I get to have really incredible things. This was a time in my life where I definitely had the desire. There were demonstrations of abundance in my life. I was having, you know, big things that were happening in terms of big clients and big launches and things like that. But when it came to allowing myself to have a certain level of nice things, there was like a limit for nice things. There was a kind of, you know, an upper limit I had on how much I would spend on a hotel room. There was an upper limit on how much I would spend on a purse. These were things that I wanted to invest in for myself because I was coming off of living as a struggling solo mom and I didn't have those nice things. So I really desired them. And I believe that all women deserve things that make them feel beautiful. And for some, that might be that you feel beautiful in that really incredible purse that you found at the vintage shop and thrifting. And that is so good. And then for some of you, you're like, no, I want to go to the Chanel store. I want to go to Nordstrom Rack. I want to go to TJ Maxx. You get to pick whatever the heck you want. We all have a different kind of luxury, right? But the thing is that we have to know is to be honest with ourselves about what luxury means in this season, what truly is a desire that would light us up, make us feel like we're living a juicy and lit up life, to truly make us feel radiant, alive, beautiful, rich. What is that for you? I want you to be honest about that because that's the first step of really allowing permission. And permission is a gateway. It is a gateway because once you really give yourself permission, mind, body, and spirit, you're locked in. You're open. You're feeling different. But what happens is there can be a lack of permission because sometimes there's this guilt or there could be judgments around past experiences, other people. There can also be a feeling of, I don't think that's possible, so I'm not even going to give myself permission to desire that. It feels too big. It feels too far off. So let me just shrink my desire. We're going to go into a bit of all of this inside the Money Miracles program. And if any of this specifically speaks to you and you can feel that in your heart that you may be shutting down on some of this, I'm happy to give you individualized coaching, and that's what the live sessions are for. Because in the program, the digital course library that is Money Miracles, you're going to have a truly layered and multidimensional approach to your money mindset, your money energetics, the embodiment piece, your nervous system, your spiritual practices. I mean, I really break this thing down, and it is deep. It's unlike anything else out there. It's just a unique perception when it comes to creating a new relationship with money and from a spiritual perspective. But if any of this speaks to you and you're like, I really want to work on this, that's what the live sessions are for. The live sessions are typically bi-weekly, and you get 3 inside of Money Miracles when you sign up. But this round, we're doing 6, and I am really excited for that because I have so much I want to share with you. I have so much we want to experience. We will do a breathwork process to help you move anything that has been lingering, stuck, that feels blocked. We're going to move some of that energy. We're going to work with your family lineage when we go into that. It's a really powerful practice when it comes to your money deep, deep, deep beliefs, and to create a clearing and ask for that divine intervention, which truly is a miracle. So we're going to work on all that, but then there's also the spaces for you to come forward and ask your question or share what you've been kind of feeling stuck with or struggling with or just want clarity on. And that is one of the most valuable things. I think that for the value of what you're paying for in this course, just paying for those 6 weeks, that would be your value alone, because you're going to get the replays and you're going to get your personal individualized breakthrough if you want to share, if you feel called to. The other thing that you get to do is inside of our Facebook group, you can ask a question, share what feels stuck or blocked or coming up. If you're noticing a place where you feel limited when it comes to your money, when it comes to what you believe is possible, where you feel like there's this paradigm that is not serving you anymore, come into the Facebook group, write it down, and tag me. I will bring that information to our live call, and we will go in on it. Or if there's time and space and it makes sense, I will go live in the Facebook group and share it with everyone. Because when it comes to Money Miracles, I want you to have yours. I want you to, obviously, you have the program, you invest in yourself, and we have to invest in ourselves. We have to open the door for ourselves. We have to believe that we are worthy of having support, that we are worthy of having the education and the breakthroughs around this. And we have to understand that we're worthy of being in the energy of a group of people that are saying, this is my season, this is my time, I'm having my money breakthroughs, things are going to be different for me. The things that have unfolded in my life and the things that I've created for myself and the life that I get to live, it's not an accidental thing. It was because I believed that I was worthy and I made the investments in myself. I believed that I was worthy even in times where everything in my life said, no, you're not. It's never worked for you. It's always been hard for you. It's not happening the way you want it to happen. I had to still dig in and think, well, I could stay here and keep being in this space, or I can move forward and decide that I deserve more and I can dig a little bit deeper. There are beautiful things that happen inside the Money Miracles container where women just begin seeing themselves differently. They begin opening up and expanding into possibilities. There has been things that have blown my mind that I'm just like, wow, wow, wow. But I haven't heard about it unfolding that way. I haven't heard where it came that way. I haven't heard where that amount came that way. And the way that things manifest and materialize, and I can't guarantee it, right? But there's one thing I do know, that when we believe in ourselves and we say, I deserve more, and we step forward and we make that energetic agreement, the universe responds. There's a response. And if you're someone that feels like, I want to do this, but I'm scared. I don't know if it will work for me. I want to do this, but I don't know if it's going to be worth my money. Just go down to the link in the show notes, and I want you to click on the link, and I want you to read the testimonials. Watch the videos of women that have come before and thought, I don't know if this is going to work for me. This is a big amount of money. Like, this was a big risk, or, you know, this was the most I've invested in myself, or I've already done other programs, but I thought maybe I should try this one, but I was unsure. And they did the damn thing, and things happened for them. There's a reason why so many women come into my world from Money Miracles, and they keep staying in my world, and we keep doing things together, because once they come into this group, there's a way that they begin to see themselves, what's possible for them, believing expanding, attracting, expecting, and having this relationship with source as supply. So I would love that for you. I would love that for you. And the thing I want to remind you, for anyone that's already done the program, that this is also work that just continues. Our money mindset, our money, emotional intelligence, all of this requires maintenance. It requires maintenance, because if you've been developing a skill or a relationship or a pattern with money that went one way for 25 years, 35 years, 45 years, 55 years, so on, and perhaps it was running in your lineage that your mother and father had experienced this, and maybe your grandparents had experienced something like this, where lack was the way, where feeling worried and fearful of not having enough was a way, where limiting yourself and telling yourself no and feeling frantic and freaked out about money was the way. This has been operating for a long time. So staying in the work, maintaining it, committing to an ongoing practice. And that's why I say, for me, money's a spiritual process and practice. It is truly a relationship that keeps me on my toes. It is a big mirror. It reflects so much back to us. And I can help you see that once we're inside the program. And I hope really this podcast series helps you see that, that this, all of it reflects back information for us. And we can either look at it, decide that we want to work with it and work through it and have a breakthrough, or we can take it as truth and just kind of limit ourselves and stop ourselves. But I want to invite you to stretch yourself, to grow yourself, and to evolve yourself, and especially when it comes to your money, because you deserve more. You deserve more, whatever that will bring to you. So I have a question for you at the end, after I share this clip, to help you reflect and help you see, like, what does money mean for you right now? But for now, I want you to get into this clip. I wanted to get another episode out to you because I'm headed out to Dallas tomorrow to attend a Dr. Joe Dispenza meditation retreat for the weekend. And I'm really looking forward. I booked it a few weeks ago, but actually about a month ago, and I've been looking forward to it since. So I want to get this out to you and let it percolate while I'm there. And I will have some more of this series for you, but I want to let you know that this clip that you're about to hear is, again, the context is from a time in my life where I could feel myself thinking, this was too much. This was too much. Who am I to do this? Who am I to do that? That's too outrageous. Like, I could hear like what my dad must think or what people must think for me to spend this much for Pete. And, you know, I wanted to, though. It was my desire. I always imagined what it would be like to be a woman who did those things. But I still had to bump up against that limitation within that said, I don't know. I don't know if you can. I don't know if you should. This is too much good. That wanted to keep me shrinking and saying no to myself. But I'm so glad that I did not. I'm so glad I opened up to have more. And I talk about that experience with you. And that was just one of many, many, many experiences over the course of 12 years of deepening into healing my relationship with myself, with my self-worth, with my abundance, and ultimately with infinite intelligence, source as supply. So enjoy this clip. Apply it to whatever it is in your life that is a luxury that you want to say yes to. Apply it to whatever it is that might feel out of reach, or that you may, it might bump against your beliefs like, this is too much. This is too much. You can't do this and that. You can't have all of this good. Not this much. You're being too much. Be too much. I invite you to know the too muchness that is your infinite nature. I really want you to know that. And to know that the divine is on your side. Your divinity wants you to win. And to truly be aligned with your true nature is to know that you are incredibly abundant. And financial prosperity is part of that. So anyway, enjoy this clip. Send it to someone that may need it. I'll see you on the other side with the question I want to ask you. And for now, let this clip land. Up to Beverly Hills, we're staying at this hotel. This hotel changed the way that I view staying at nice places. It was like texting concierge. They're driving me in the thing to Louis Vuitton. So then I go to Louis Vuitton and I told myself I was going to treat myself to a purse. But the purse I wanted was $4,500, and I never spent that much on a purse before. And I'm staying at these hotels for 2 weeks. It just felt like a threshold. So I decided that I was going to do some work on myself. I was going to work on what I believe, the meaning I was giving all these things, and who I wanted to become and who I was going to be in this moment.
Now, some of you do this with like, it could be anything. I want to upgrade my home. I want to remodel. I saw Savannah said that she wants to put an addition on her home. There's things where there's a threshold and you're like, too much good, too much money, too much energy circulating. It's too much. And if you don't check it and know how to do the work around it, then it is too much. You could like bottom out, have a little crash moment, have a little fear, like take over. So I did the work around it. And then I decided that I was the woman who does this. And this is the lifestyle I'm stepping into and that I am supported in my desires. And I showed up for it. So anyway, I bought myself the purse and I bought myself sunglasses. But here's the thing that happened is after the 2 weeks, I think we were 15 days in these hotels. After this extravagant, unplanned drive to California, at the end, we did Miracle Week. And my Miracle Week was like the best Miracle Week we ever did in terms of people joining Money Miracles. And then I even felt like this call to stop at Louis Vuitton on the way, our drive back. And I bought my daughter a backpack because that's what she wanted. And I thought she was in the hotel with me while I was working. She was here for all this. I want to teach my daughter what it feels like to receive something nice and beautiful because she wants it. Not because she had to work hard for it, but because she just desired it. And why not? So the moral of this whole story is that it was decisions along the way. And it wasn't something I just decided last February. I had been working up from this since I was on welfare, as you all know, not having the money to buy groceries 5-6 years ago. What got me to this place where I can be like, $1,400 a night for a hotel room? I can do that. It was the decision by decision by decision to invest in my energy and invest in myself. And here's what I want you to really take with you from this day four is the ROI, the return of investment, return on investment for yourself is infinite. It's infinite. It never stops paying you back. When you say you did the work around it, well, Sarah, it's the work that's in Money Miracles. It's the work of like what I just said on this thing. Is this true? Is this who I want to be? Do I want to live by the outcome of walking through the door of I can't have this? Or do I want to live and open up to the expansive reality of I deserve this? So that's the mindset work. And then also the energetic work, you know, some of the things that because Sarah's in Money Miracles. So that's why I'm saying this is like those meditations. I know how it feels in my body. I know how to regulate. And I also know how to ask, is this where I really want to go? There's things that I really don't want. It doesn't matter about the price. It doesn't matter who else wants it. It doesn't matter if it's an energetic match for someone over here. It's about our alignment. And one thing I know is like, I love playing in like luxury, high service. I love being taken care of. And that's something for me that I like. Now, the other thing that I want to talk about is this. You remember how we said that it's the ROI on you is infinite. But some of you treat investing in yourself, whether it's investing in a coffee that you really love or investing in an outfit that makes you feel beautiful, or investing in a coach that is going to make you feel held and supported and not alone when you're doing tough things in your life and business, you look at it as a transaction that's one and done. You treat your money like it's going, it's leaving, it's gone. And whether you're aware of it or not, it's just like it's spent. When you develop this new relationship with money where money is something that you get to circulate and it's always circulating back to you. And you start to circulate it with the intention of this just gives me a bigger life. This is my ally. See, women that have this level of awareness, money does come back to them. And it's not because money's over there judging like you're good, you're bad, you don't appreciate me, you do. It's more of an energetic of when you're open to that space, you're expecting the money to come back. You're expecting an idea. You're expecting inspiration instead of it's gone. Let me shame myself. Let me feel scared. And it's like this closed energy where nothing else can come in.
So I want to ask you this, after you've listened to the clip, what does more money mean for you right now in this season? What does more money afford you? And what does less money stress afford you? What does less money worry afford you? Is it more peace and presence to be with your kids? Is it more spaciousness to focus on what feels good, your desires, your goals, your dreams, to build out your business so that you're not like feeling uptight, intense, and in survival mode? What would it be like to move through your summer feeling this expectation that money is always on its way to you, that good is happening, that life was just going to wow you in the most beautiful ways? Well, that is what we do in Money Miracles. In Money Miracles, I guide you to restructure the way you see life, to retrain and reinform your body that it does not have to worry, that you can actually be in this safety with money, that you can get your body on board for truly money miracles, not the program, but really miracles around your money showing up. If you've not already listened to it, I want to tell you to go and listen to the testimonials inside of the Money Miracles website. They speak for themselves. And if you haven't already listened to an episode, I think it's about 4 or 5 episodes behind this one, where one of my clients, Sony Pelty, had asked, or she had interviewed me, and she shared something on that podcast interview with me that my body of work, Money Miracles, and the work that she's done with me in other programs since she's done Money Miracles, that it has totally transformed her relationship with money, the ease and expectation she has with money, and it's even, you know, transitioned and supported her relationship with her husband, and it changed the dynamic so that there's more trust and peace and safety and abundance in the essence of who you're being, not this rigid, cut off, worried, fearful with money, because that is not our best life. It just really is not your best life. And if you want to live like that and that feels good to you, by all means, you have that free will. But if you are someone that's ready to change the way you relate to money and change the way you relate to yourself, and if you're willing to invest in yourself and invest in the time that it takes to be present with this and to show up for this and to get on the calls, or maybe you watch the replay and you have this lifetime access to this program and the bonuses, so much can change for you. So much is possible for you, but you have to open up that door for yourself. So if you want to open that door for yourself, I invite you to open it up. I'll be waiting on the other side with a big hell yes here to cheer you on. And I will be pouring everything I have into making this 6 weeks potent, powerful, and transformational with your money and so much more. So I cannot wait to see who signs up and who will be joining us and who will be spending this time together. I will be sending all of you so much love throughout this weekend as I am meditating and just brightening up my field, strengthening up my energy, and just opening myself up to more love, to be a greater vessel. And I cannot wait to share that with you on the other side. So my friends, enjoy, enjoy, enjoy the rest of your day. I want to send you so much love now, here, before I even get to this event. And I want to let you know that I'm grateful for you and that you play a perfect piece in your one-of-a-kind puzzle of life. There's something that you do like no one else can do it. There's something that you offer that no one else could ever offer. And the more that you understand that, you understand your value, you understand the miracle that you are, life begins to open up and share her secrets with you in a way that you will be so impressed by and just feel so delighted by. And that is my prayer for you. So have a beautiful and blessed day. If you know someone that should have this episode, share it with them. And if you have not yet left your beautiful review on this podcast, if you could go do that for me for a moment, it would mean so much. So leave your review. Let us know why you love the show. Let someone else know why they should give it a listen. And I want to thank you in advance for doing that. So thank you for being a part of the Miracle Minded community. Remember the miracle you are. Declare that truth over your life. And until next time, much, much love.